Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Latavia is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you. She has a new single out now called I'm Better. We're going to talk to her not only about the single, but also help you guys know how you can get it for yourselves. Latavia, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be on air with you today.
Well, look, excited to have you on with us as well. Congratulations to you on the single. As I said, we'll be telling our listeners a little bit later how they can get it for themselves. Latavia, what has it been like for you as you've been able to see, of course, the single cover and, of course, people being able to go out and support it? What has it been like for you to have this dream of being a recording artist that is able to share music and now to be able to actually do it?
It's been surreal. I've always known that it was going to happen. It was just such a strong dream of mine. But to actually see it unfold, it's like I'm dreaming. You know, I'm very excited, and this is just something that I love. So I'm very, very excited, and just like a dream come true.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think just like with any dream, there is the seed that's planted. Because, you know, just like I know, Latavia, there are people out there who talk about doing things, but nothing ever materializes. I think one of the reasons why you have been successful is because you have the faith that's necessary. When did that faith develop for you, though? I was curious about that. When did you first know that this was a God-given gift you've been given and that you had to share it?
I knew at the very moment when I watched the Jackson 5 when I was really little. And I remember Michael Jackson when he sung his first solo in front of his family and they knew that he could sing. And I knew that, you know, I wanted to sing. So I sung the same song he did for his family. I sung it for my family, and the response that I got was very overwhelming because I come from a family of singers. And they just, you know, they were like, wow, you know, we didn't know that you can sing. And that was at a young age, maybe 6 or 7, but that's all I wanted to do, and that's all I've wanted to do since then. So I knew that this was what I was going to do for the rest of my life.
Well, now you're definitely able to do just that. So, you know, part of what has happened with your being able to do this, though, Latavia, is that you've been able to inspire other people. I want to talk about that a little bit later. But I want to talk about the confidence. I mean, do you find that by sharing your gift the way that you are and knowing that you're not relying on yourself for the source of the gift, does that kind of help you in your confidence in presenting it because you know that you're doing it for something larger than yourself?
Absolutely. I know that I cannot do this by myself. I literally know that my help comes from the Lord. I couldn't sing these words. I couldn't feel the emotions that I feel if I didn't know where it comes from. And I've just been through so much. So my confidence comes from just going through a lot of different challenges and it being so hard. I've been trying to do this for years, and I'm 31, and this is my first single. So.
Yeah.
It's just a testament that, you know, you just have to keep the faith, keep believing, and just go for it and never give up.
There we go. I think that is really the key there, never giving up. You know, I think with prayer, patience, and persistence, Latavia, anything is possible. And I think, you know, if you're able to, you know, to rely on God's timing and not your own timing, I think that is definitely what helps people along the way. I want to talk about the way that people have responded, though. I listened to the single the first time I got it by email and thought, wow, what a powerful message, I think, for people to know that not only do they not have to be stuck where they are, but that they can be so much better than where they are and where they see themselves. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to that message?
It's been kind of emotional because to see and hear the reaction of people, you know, based on my issues and my pain and my joy, and it's like they're excited about, you know, things about my life, and because that's what the song is. This is like a living testimony for me. And I've heard people I've heard people use the words, I'm better, and this is all that we've been saying. all over, you know, Arkansas is I'm better. And people are really believing, hey, I'm better than I was yesterday, and I'm going to be better tomorrow than I am today. So I'm overwhelmed with the response.
That's it. There's nothing like those positive affirmations, and the song definitely gives you that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Latavia is making her first appearance on our program today. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, but the passion for the music that she's been able to share with all of you. We're going to be telling you guys a little bit later how you can get the single for yourself. You know, I think, you know, for anybody who has, you know, the idea of being a singer or whatever their profession is, my last segment I was talking to an actor, and he was talking about, you know, regardless of what your passion is, just to be able to do it is an amazing thing. Is that kind of what makes this journey exciting for you, Latavia, that you are not only doing something that you love, but you know that it's helping people outside of yourself too?
Yes, it brings me joy, and I know me along with a lot of the artists say, if I could touch just one person, then I've done my job, you know, I've done. But I want to take it a little further and say, if I can touch thousands, millions, you know, that's I want to reach more than just one person. So if a girl can relate to abuse or being a single parent as a teenager, if she can relate to losing a parent or even a young man, and it comes from me and my music, that brings me so much joy all by itself.
Exactly. You know, there is another thing I mentioned earlier. There are people who talk about things but don't do anything, to put it bluntly. You know, but there are also people who feel as though they've been planning and they've been sowing, and they're not seeing the increase. And because of that, they give up. I guess, you know, you talk about this is your first single. I guess an obvious question would be, what kept you going in spite of the fact that it was taking longer than maybe you had wanted or maybe other people thought it should have been? What is it that kept you going in spite of the time?
Well, what I learned is that what I want is not necessarily what God wants for me. And the route that I was taking to reach my goals, which was auditioning for a lot of different TV shows and just, you know, kind of putting myself out there, it just never worked for me. And I did them all, and I did them all so many times, and I was constantly told no. I wanted to give up, don't get me wrong, but I just couldn't. I just, God put it in me so heavy that this is what I needed to do. So I took a different route, and this just feels so right. You know, now I feel confident that this is what God had planned for me. He never changed the course. I just needed to get on it. And that's just what it is. And really, it's just about praying and asking God to and seeking Him and just asking Him to show you, you know, how to do whatever it is that you're trying to do, plain and simple.
I think that's it, and I think that is great advice for all of us today to be able to keep in mind. For those who have not had a chance to hear the single I'm Better, here is your opportunity. Here is Latavia with her new single. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
Because
There you have Latavia with her new single, I'm Better, right here on Conversations Live. That single is available right now on Amazon.com, as well as, of course, through iTunes. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. Has that part of it kind of sunk in for you, Latavia, that now you have a song that literally is available for the world to be able to listen to?
You know, I think it's still kind of numb right now because I'm so excited. I don't think it has hit me yet. It just hit me when you played it, and it probably just hit me right now.
Well, you know, I think it's an amazing thing, I think, for people to be able to have a gift, and then, of course, to be able to work at that gift, and then, of course, to be able to see the reward. I mean, you're being able to reap that increase, and we know there's only much more for you to be able to come. So I'm sure, you know, just as I interview authors all the time, the question is always for them, you know, when is the next one coming out? Are you feeling the pressure for the next single after I'm Better?
Yes. Yes, the bar has been raised, and I'm already working on the next song. The album will actually be completed by the end of the year. So it's going to be some really good music, and I'm ready for everybody to kind of take a microscope and look into my life, my past, my pain, my joy, everything. It's all going to be on the album.
So a lot for us to be able to look forward to. I want to say I was first introduced to you by email from Jackie D'Souza. She actually is listening to our conversation now. Latavia, she just posted on Facebook talking about you. She's extremely talented and gifted, and I know God has amazing things in store for her. And I definitely
wow.
agree with that, Jackie. I think, you know, this is so true about you, Latavia. And I think what is also great is that you are a lesson for all of us in patience and persistence because, you know, the only way you're going to get what's intended for you, what God has for you, is if you don't give up, you don't give in. You even talk about it in that single, which is why I asked you the question before we heard it. You say that in the song, for those who may have missed it, that, you know, I there were times I felt like giving up, but I didn't, you know, and now I'm better, and now you're able
mm-hmm.
to inspire other people, Latavia, and I think that is the great thing about it. How can our listeners stay in contact with you? I mentioned how they can get the single, but how can they stay in contact with you and all the great things coming up for you?
They can visit my website. It's Latavia, and I'm going to spell it because it's kind of different. It's latavia.bandzoogle.com. All of my links for my Facebook, my Twitter, Instagram are all on the website. And you can also just search my first name on all of those sites if you don't want to visit the website. You can also purchase the song from the website. It's still only 99 cents.
All right. So make sure you guys do that. We actually tagged your Facebook fan page as well as your Twitter handle on our pages to Latavia to help our listeners be able to find it. So she's made it very easy for you guys. Latavia Music on Facebook, and then just Latavia is where you guys can find her on Twitter. But as I said, we did tag her on our pages. So you can find her there as well. Latavia, again, congratulations to you on the single. I'll be posting my review today on Amazon.com as well as on Examiner.com. Encourage anyone else who's already gotten the single to make sure you spread the word. Help Latavia be able to share the message of I'm Better. It definitely is a message that all of us need right now. And Latavia, looking forward to staying in contact with you and seeing what else God has in store for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. And I look forward to it too, and I'm going to keep in touch with you for sure.
All right. We will definitely make sure you stay in contact with each other. We want to thank all of you for tuning in to this segment of Conversations Live. It's been a great one with Latavia. Again, make sure you guys go out and get her single, I'm Better, available right now. Our partner, of course, is Amazon.com. You can get it there. But also, if you're an iTunes person, you can go to iTunes as well and get it from there. But then, of course, make sure you guys are staying in contact with Latavia and all the great things she's doing. Also, so you can stay in contact with her about the album as well. As I mentioned, Facebook.com/Latavia Music is where you guys can find her on Facebook, and Twitter.com/Latavia is where you guys can find her on Twitter. If you guys came in late and missed part of the segment with her, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, as I mentioned earlier, the link's already available there at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.